So this is Parshas Kedoshim, and I'm going to ask two questions, which probably some of you have thought about before, or at least one of the two you've thought about before. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of V'yahavta to l'reacha kamocha, love your friend like yourself. And I'm going to ask the question, how do you love a friend like yourself? Right? Is that possible? Is that humanly possible to love someone like yourself? What does this mitzvah entail? And I have another question, which is this mitzvah. It's in Parshas Kedoshim. So, to what extent does this mitzvah relate to Kedusha, or holiness? Right? In other words, the Torah begins, it says, Shem tells Moshe, speak to all the congregation of Israel, you should be holy. And they list a whole bunch of mitzvahs. So, can we say that the mitzvah of Ahavta l'reacha kamocha is related to somehow Kedusha? I'm curious if you have any thoughts about either one. How do you love someone like yourself? What does the Torah command? This is like a famous question. I'm going to give sort of one or two approaches. And how does it relate to Kedusha? Any thoughts on either one? I'm going to try to tie the two together. But you have any initial thoughts?
I think you're supposed to treat other people the way you'd like to be treated.
Treat other people like you. Okay, so you treat other people the way you'd like to be treated. Right. So is that all? The question is that all that... Love your friend like yourself. Does that demand more? I think that's part of it. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Does loving someone like yourself, does that require something more than that? Maybe not. Okay, any other thoughts?
Like love is an emotion.
It's an emotion. Right. In other words, it's an interesting question is this a behavior? Is it a requirement of behavior? Or is it a requirement of emotion?
Feeling, right.
Is it a behavior or an emotion?
Oh, an emotion.
A feeling, yeah.
So the pesukim that come before, is that the criteria of what Ahavta l'reacha kamocha is?
What do you mean by that?
Don't favor the gadol or the ani.
Right, don't favor certain people, don't gossip, don't hate someone in your heart. So what's the relation between some of these things and this?
Is that a criteria set that is via Ahavta l'reacha kamocha, or is that something totally separate?
Right, okay. So you're saying all these lows, which is a question unto itself, is how to... Have to correct l'reacha kamocha is in the positive, and you have all these. Don't do this. Mm-hmm. Love your friend. In other words, love your neighbor. If you don't do these things, then you love, right? So yeah.
To me, it sounds like the Torah is describing a very special personality.
Okay.
Someone who doesn't do this, that.
Don't do this.
And then he taps everything. Well, what's written here?
The l'reacha kamocha is like the goal,
yes.
The end goal. Okay. Okay, so the context, as Aaron Sir mentioned here, if the context is, if you think about all these things, let's see the common denominator is all the lows, right? Lo sasa avo b'mishpat, don't have partiality in judgment, lo tisa p'nei dal, don't favor the poor person, lo tera p'nei gadol, don't favor a person who is more respectable, a gadol, a great person. Judge everyone favorably, no partiality in judgment. So you shouldn't destroy someone's confidence through slander. Right? You want it. It's all about, right? Don't send Ali Bai by the blood of your neighbor. I am Hashem your God. Don't hate your friend your heart. Rebuke your friend. Don't bear sin because of him. No revenge, and no holding a grudge, and then v'hat l'recha kamocha. So how would you sort of, what's the goal of all these laws, probably? What do you think the goal of these laws are? Very simply. How would you, like, if you put a headline for these goals?
To create a just, peaceful society.
Right. I think it's just, peaceful, right. Amicable relationships with people, right. The goal is to have friendly relationships with people. And then, v'havta l'reacha kamocha, maybe to transform society, in other words, create a society founded on principles of justice, fairness, trust, love. Like, this is how you create a nice society. I'm curious why you think it says, Ani Hashem at the end. I am Hashem, your God. When do you think Hashem wants to let us know that He is God?
That he's watching over all.
So he's watching over us because what? Like, theoretically, He could say that all the time with respect to every mitzvah. Why do you think he picked certain mitzvahs to say, I am Hashem?
These are the attributes.
That's interesting. You're saying you should, I am, this, we're modeling Hashem when you do this. Okay?
It's a fear thing.
Or maybe it's a fear thing?
Even though this has been Adam L'Chaveiro, I'm still watching you.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd say there's no ramifications if I don't treat other people.
Right. So okay. So is it sort of imitating God? Is it maybe Hashem says I'm Hashem your God when you think He's not watching? In other words, you tell someone you're watching when they think you're not watching. Okay. Right. And I guess it kind of, and I'm gonna try to look at it maybe from another perspective, sort of a little bit. I think Rashi may say what David and what Josh wanted to say, but getting to what Aaron wanted to say about imitating God. I'm going to take it in a slightly different direction, but sort of what you're saying. Are these practices social etiquette? Or are these practices, is it about a, hey, how you doing? Are these practices social etiquette? Or are they about a divine moral society? You understand the difference? In other words, is the goal of, you know, treat people justly, love your neighbor like yourself, don't slander, is that simply about social etiquette? Or maybe, this is sort of what Aaron, you wanted to say, you're imitating God. Is there something about like a divine society? I don't know what that looks like. But maybe there's something about, like when you think about how do you create societies? So there's something like a human society, I guess, what we're talking about, Daniel, is the fact that what we're talking about, number one, how can you love someone like yourself? That's like a famous question, I guess, that people may have thought of. And I'm trying to hone in on the fact that it says you should love your friend like yourself. I am God. Like, why is the Torah telling us I am God? So it's like a fear factor, or maybe what we're trying to do is create some kind of divine society. You think about like what type of society do we want to like? What's American society? How would you say?
Divine.
What?
Yeah. American society.
But I'm taking the lot.
Like the values that it's built upon.
Yeah. What are the values? So what's the goal of a liberal democracy? Like America's be a liberal democracy. Like what are some of these values? Like what would you say? The goal of a liberal democratic society. And how would a Torah society be different? I'm not talking about the ritual laws. What I'm saying is, like, how would you sort of contrast liberal democratic society? I'm not talking about you could do what you want. I'm not talking about that.
I think it's liberal. I think it's common sense. All the lows.
All the lows are common sense. So how would you say that some of these things might be? So this could be a regular society.
Wasn't the whole question whether these are natural characteristics or
right? Is this something
specifically not? So that's why you have to be instructive.
Right. Okay. So now is this so? Let's to add, what I'm trying to get at is. Is the Torah society or the vision of Torah society a little different than sort of secular society? And the way we go about this is well, you know the famous story with Hillel and the converts. So people often associate the story of Hillel and the convert with V'hatarech Kamocha, right? Because what's the story? What's the story with Hillel and the convert?
Tell me on one foot.
Yeah, so he goes.
That's his commentary.
Right. So what's the basic law? But it's not. It's close. What is it? It's actually not that. It's close to that. The Gemara says, "Shu ma'ase benachri echad shabali fnei shabai." Then the non-Jew goes before the shabai. Below guy ready. I'm not shit talamdei. Call Torah kula. K'shnei omir al regal achas. Teach me the whole Torah. I'm standing on one foot. Dachvo ba'avas binin shbiado. So he pushed him away. Bal ifnei hila comes from hilo. Guy ready. He says, "Convert me." Amar lo. What do you say? De'olecha sadi. The chaver chalo savid. What does that mean? The lecha sadi from samach and sin are like interchangeable. That upon you, what you hate, to your friend don't do. So how's that different?
It's clearly
behavioral. It's behavioral and more than behavioral.
It's
negative. What is it? The opposite.
It's not saying that you have to do something you like. It's just saying don't do something you don't.
What is it called? Do no harm.
Yeah.
I'm saying do no harm. People sometimes associate. Do no harm, but it seems they're different, right?
Yeah, one calls for like going above and beyond. The other is just kind of like stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, right? Now there's one's like exactly like respect my boundaries, and that one requires you to do something positive. It seems there's but we often associate the two. Now it's interesting that so that's Hillel, And the Sifra then says, in Kedoshim, this week's Parsha, V'hatarecha kamocha, Rabbi Akiva mer zeh klal gadol b'Torah. So Rabbi Akiva says, ah, love your neighbor like yourself, love your friend like yourself. So that's a great rule, the principle of the Torah. And then, by the way, and then Ben Azai comes along. He doesn't get a lot of attention, but he says something else. He says, zeh sefer tolos adam. This is the book of the generations of man. This is like the pasuk from Bereishis in Perakei Pasuk Aleph, where he's saying this is the book. This is the generations of man when God created man, and it goes through the whole generation. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Zeh klal gadol midah. This is even greater. So we got sort of Hillel is telling the prospective convert, you know, what's the basis? What's it all about? Do no harm, or don't do others what you don't want to be done to yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, whoa, I think it's love your friend like yourself. And then Ben Azai says, well, this is, what does he say? This is the principle, this is the, everyone, basically what he's saying. What's Ben Azai saying, by the way? Right, but he said, Beyom bar elokim adam bidmus elokim asol, also. So what's he saying? What's he saying? Zeh Sefer told us Adam, this is the generation of the man, that what's so unique about man? Biyom bara elokim adam bidmus elokim asal zo. What do you do?
Remain God's image.
So what kind of message is that?
We are inherently special.
Right. How is it different than Rabbi Akiva's?
That's about external.
I think it's even different. Who is he? Oh, so it depends. It's all about definition. Who's the Reyacha? Who's Reyacha? If after the Reyacha Kamocha, who's Reyacha? Is it everyone? Every human being? Other Jews. Okay, so I want to make sure you understand. In other words, right. So V'hatu Reyacha Kamocha, so again, we start off, and by the way, I think I understand, like, first of all, who is Hillel speaking to, and who is Rabbi Akiva speaking to? So he's speaking to a non-Jew. So he's just saying, okay, you want to get started? You want to get started? Do no harm. That's like sort of step one. So that's right. So he's speaking to an idolatrous heathen, and he wants to teach him a fundamental idea. The first step towards moral perfection is do no harm. Right? That's the first step. Rabbi Akiva addresses a Jew, and Jew is like family. So what is he saying? Not simply don't do harm, but what is he saying? You should have an intimate relationship with every Jew. Not obviously not the same type of relationship you have with your family, but something more intimate. And then probably Ben Azai is saying, now what's interesting is what's Ben Azai saying? Ben Azai, by the way, could be a source for who, maybe. He says, "Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam." That's Zeh Klal Gadol. Who could, maybe he's a source for Hillel. It's a universal message. He's saying that everyone's created in the image of God. See, by the way, I don't know if anyone here is a polytheist, right? And get out. Okay. So right. So generally speaking, there's a theory. I'm not so expert in this, but there's like a theory that, you know, your idolatrous belief or your belief in one God or multiple gods could impact your moral behavior. Because if you believe that there are polytheists, that there are multiple gods, and, you know, I don't know how people were created, but it's like, you know, I can beat you because my God's stronger than you, so I can defeat you. If you really believe that we were all created in the image of God, we all came from one person, so there's some shared humanity. Again, it's not the same as the intimate relationship that you have with your family or the extended family, which is the Jew. But you have these kind of like two different models. You have the more universalistic model of we're all created in the image of God and therefore do no harm, respect everyone, which could be, by the way, a functioning society. Now that you want to have a functioning society, respect other people. That's step one. When it comes to the Jew, how I relate to other Jews, that's more of an intimate relationship. Right, and now I want to define what that is, maybe.
Maybe I'm thinking too much like a psychologist. But the last part of the, like,
yeah,
you are created from the image of God, kind of like you, it's like, what about the people who say, like, I'm not so special, why do I need, like, Hakamocha, like, I don't really think I'm that great, so, like, that Hakamocha doesn't really mean much, and I'm just like, okay, like, I don't really think I'm deserving of that much respect, but if you take it a step further than the next exercise, like, but you actually are
good. Right, that is step one, so I like to say, we're first human, and then we're Jewish.
Yeah.
So first of all, respect everyone, because everyone is special. Right, everyone's special.
Maybe.
Right, or maybe. Okay, well, everyone's an image of God. Whatever, what do you mean? Everyone's an image of God. So there's something. There's something special about that. And then there's we required to have a more v'hafta rechmok. So what is that? So I want to share with you two different. There are multiple approaches to what this means. Well, I'm going to read two classic mefarshim and then tie back to the notion of kedoshim to you and sort of Aaron's point about maybe. You know what these what we're trying to get at here. So the Rambam says. So we're going to read the Rambam, and then I'm going to ask you, how does the Rambam define the mitzvah of v'yachta derecha kamocha? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, mitzvah kol adam lehov as kol achad v'achad miyisro kegufo. There's a mitzvah to every person to love every Jew like his body. Because the pasuk says, "V'hat derecha kamocha," love your friend like yourself. Lefichach, therefore, tzarech lesaper b'shivcho. Therefore, you should speak it with his praise. V'lachos abamono. You should have. You should care about his money, right? You should have mercy on his, you know, on his property. Kasheru chasal mamon atzmo, like you care about your own property. Sort of, right, like sort of your cigar. The treat us like you treat yourself. V'rotzi bichvod atzmo. You should want the honor of just like you care about your own money and you care about your own honor, so you should care about your friend's honor. If you honor yourself by shaming your friend, so that's you don't get a portion of the world to come. That's bad. Now the Rambam also says mitzvah say shel divrayim. The rabbis came with a whole bunch of mitzvos. Levakar cholim, lenachem avelim, lehotza ames, lotzi ames, lahachli sakal, lavas aorchim, lisasik b'chol tarchei kvura. To visit the sick, to comfort the mourners, to take out the deceased, to bring in the kala, to escort guests, out, to invite them, and to take care of all the needs of burial, and a whole bunch of things, lust al kase, to put on the shoulder, velelech, lefada, velispo, velachpor, velikfor, all different types of aspects of burial, and lesameach kala v'chasa, lisada b'chol tzorcheim. Okay, so these are all rabbinic mitzvos of chesed. These are acts of kindness that you do with your body. That there's no fixed amount. Maybe there's no minimum, no maximum. Then he says, even though these are all rabbinic mitzvos, you fulfill the mitzvah of v'hatarecha kamocha. Okay? All things that you want others to do to you, however you want to be treated, Arthur. You should do to other Jews. So how would you say the Rambam, how does he define after the Rechel Kamocha? What would he say? Right, so it's behaviors. Mm-hmm. It's behaviors reflecting empathy and love. Now, even though the Torah says via hafta in the form of an emotion or a feeling, the Rambam defines it as behaviors that reflect love. Okay, there's one approach. The Ramban, though, this is differently. The Ramban says, "Vehatam."
In other words, even if you don't love them, you should act like you love
them. Exactly. Exactly. Right. I like that. In other words, you may the Ramban probably acknowledges the fact that you really can't love someone like yourself, probably, but you have to act like it, and don't worry about being a hypocrite. I don't want to get overly psychological about this, but if we act, you know, we act a certain way, you know, I would say fake it till you make it, but like if you act a certain way, that impacts how you feel. You do good things and you feel good. You smile, you feel happy. So this idea of it's hard to actually in practice, you know, feel a certain way to someone sometimes, but you have to do these kind of behaviors. Perhaps are in our control. Maybe feelings or emotions may not be as much in our control. Maybe the Ramban says v'hatzer kamocha. He says differently. Haflaga. It's like a exaggeration. Kiloi kabelev adam sheyav es chaver kavasos nafsho. It's impossible. No one's gonna love his friend like he loves himself. It's impossible. That's not humanly possible. Vod. So there are two ways to deal with this, right? In other words, if it's a feeling, it cannot be correct. If it's an action, that's not what the Torah says. So, like, how you gonna explain this? Then vaot shikvar ba Rav Akiva velimed chayecha kolmil chayecha chavercha. Let's say I only have one. Let's say I went David Goldstein. I only have one of these candies, and I get to keep it. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Okay, I'll give it to you. It's okay. So let's say you only have enough. You only have enough. It's your life or someone else's life. Your life comes first. So how could you say you should love someone like yourself when you have Rabbi Akiva is the one who says you should love someone like yourself, but he also says if you don't have enough water for one of you, you take it yourself. So it can't be, you know, his halacha about chayach and kodmim, that your life comes before others, is inconsistent with a similar understanding if the love someone exactly like yourself. Ella mitzvah satorah sheyehav chaveiro b'chol inyan kashayav es nafsho b'chol atuv. What he means is that you should want all the good for your friend, just like you have all the good. Just as you would want yourself to have all good, you should want your friend to have all this goodness. V'itachein, and it's reason, it's bavur shelo amar, v'hav to esreacha kamo. It doesn't say you should love your friend exactly like yourself. V'hishvo so b'milas lireacha. Doesn't mean you should love your friend like yourself, but you should want, I think what he means is, lireacha means for your friend. You can't love someone like yourself, but you can want for your friend to have whatever you have. It's still hard. But he said that's to love someone exactly like yourself, that's like impossible, but you should want for your friend to have what you want, what you have. And he said similar, it's the same lashon by a ger convert, vahafta lo kamocha. You should love for him like yourself, the ger, for the convert. Shiyeh perusho lahashvas avashne bedato, we're comparing the love of your friend to the love of a convert. Ki pa'amim shiyav adam esreo bedvarim yiduim leitivo ba'osher. See, sometimes you love your friend. Oh, I really want you to do, you know, you really want your friend to, you know, be wealthy or whatever. You want your friend to know things. Like, let's say, I really hope my friend gets this job. But you know what? You don't want him to be like, okay, if he gets all this money, it's wonderful, it's great. But like, I don't want him to be as smart as me, okay? Like there's certain things, we want good things for our friend, but at some point we get jealous, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're happy for your friend. Oh, you got this, 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 and this. But if they have everything more than you, if you're a normal human being, you get a little jealous. So he says some people, they want their friend to have wealth, right, but not wisdom. And let's say if you love your friend, they should have everything that he wants, and he should have wealth and property and honor and wisdom. But lo yishvei love. Okay, even if you want your friend to have all these wonderful things of wealth and wisdom, I want my friend to have everything, but just not as much as me. Like, either you want, I want my friend to have this and this, but maybe a little bit should suffer here. Or I want my friend to have all this stuff, but it shouldn't be as much as I have. But you don't want him to get more than you in everything. Like, it's normal, it's natural to be a little jealous. We look around, we're a little jealous. Yitzav ha'kasuv, shelo tiyah p'chisus ha'kina azos b'libo. So that's v'afel rech kamocha. You shouldn't have that jealousy. You should want your friend to have everything that you want. That's what it means. You can't love someone like yourself. And halachically, from a behavior standpoint, if there's only you can't love your friend to the extent that if you only have one pitcher of water, you're in the desert, you get it, your friend doesn't get it. So it can't be in practice, but what it means is you should want your friend to have everything that you have, and you shouldn't be jealous of him. You should be happy with all the goodness that your friend has. You shouldn't have measurements of love. You want your friend to have everything. He talks with Yodasan, with David. He loved him a lot because he didn't have the jealousy, right? In other words, when David HaMelech heard that he would be the king, and Yonatan knew that Yonatan knew that what? That Yonatan was Shaul's son, right? And then David was going to be the king after Shaul, that means Yonatan wouldn't be the king. He wasn't jealous at all. So we have these two different approaches. The Rambam says, V'atzei HaChamocha refer to behaviors, that you want to do, you know, behave, you want to act however you want to be treated, you have to act that way to your friend. The Ramban says what it means is you should want, bahafta is an emotion, a feeling. You should want your friend to have all this goodness like you have, no jealousy. It seems to me and maybe going along with what Aaron wanted to say a little bit, or maybe I'm reading into what Aaron wanted to say, at the beginning of the shir, is that, what does it mean, ani Hashem? So some of us do say scare tactics. But it seems to me that, and why is it kedoshim to you? Kedusha is holiness. It's something that's transcendental. It's something that's like above and beyond natural, you know, way that people interact with each other. It's not natural not to be jealous. It's part of our human DNA. And maybe the only way that we can strive to achieve this, and I struggle with this too, right? And the only way that maybe sometimes overcome jealousy here or there is to realize that Hashem, that God has a plan. That you know, at the end of the day, God determines everything. Like, in other words, I was thinking about this a lot. Like, I honestly feel that, like, our Beirom LaMakom affects the Beirom LaChavero, and our Beirom LaChavero affects the Beirom LaMakom. How we respect God as an authority, this could impact how we respect, hopefully, human people in authority. And some people are inconsistent, but I think if we understand what we're doing, and vice versa, how we respect perhaps authority human beings, we respect God also. How we express gratitude to Hashem should trickle over to how we express gratitude to human beings, and how we express gratitude to human beings should trickle over to God. It's not always like that, but I think there could be this kind of relationship. And I'm thinking that to the extent that we believe that God runs the world, and we have that emunah, that faith, right, that Hashem runs the world, and He gives everything what everyone deserves, that we should want everything for this person. Why should we be jealous? This is what, in other words, the cure to jealousy is faith in God. Right? I think that Barbanel said something similar to this, if I remember correctly, regarding the prohibition of lotachbo, don't covet, and you get that from having faith in God. In other words, for normal human relationships, you can only go so far. You could say, you should behave a certain way, or don't behave in a certain way, we can control actions. Normal societal, you know, human relationships, you know, in America, people are going to be jealous. That's the way things are. It's normal. The way that we strive to achieve this really high level, which is very hard, maybe once in a while we can achieve it. You know, once in a while you get a good davening. You know, I'm talking about myself. Once in a while I remove jealousy from, why does this person have this? Why does he have that? You know, that's natural. Some people, they deal with it better. Some people don't deal with it better. It depends on what your personality is. But one way to do it, I think, is this relationship between the more that we believe in Ani Hashem, and the more that we fulfill Hathurach Hamocha. Getting back to the question is, what's Kedoshim to you? Kedoshim is living life of transcendence.
And you really have to accept that it was God's decision.
It was God, to the extent that we, the people who have the best faith, the best emunah, like I always say, the best cure for anxiety is emunah. Now, it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. And I struggle with that. Believe it or not, I give these shiurim to work on myself. Okay, I try to work on myself. I feel that objectively. I mean, I struggle with that. But I feel the best way to cure anxiety, or one way to cure anxiety, I mean, you'll probably have other ways. But I'm saying, you have exercise to do that. But I'm saying, in terms of analyzing, to the extent that you really believe that Hashem controls the world, there's no reason to be, obviously you have to make how, so how does the shtablis work in? But from our perspective, the way that you get to love someone, to not just somebody not doing harm, and that's something to want, him to get good. And you're happy for people. It's normal. How do you? The highest level of removing jealousy is when you truly have faith in God. He gives everyone what they deserve. Okay.